In der Big Iker, over Sivis Chetoi, the Toykiv Tavosai, Klapi, the normal Kabbalah Abo, that's Mechayiv, that he should never be Nirshon Daveira again. But for that, it's enough that he's Mechabal never to go into the city where that Isha is. That's not Mechayiv, a Prisha, the Toykiv Tavosai. Of them state over here, Ezu Tshuva Gemura, and Magas at Kisya Kovet, is that his Tshuva is at Kedei that it can be Pirish, even if it's Mizdam and Liodoi, B'taykif Tavosi Mamish, Ba'isa Isha, Ba'isa Malkim. And Rabbi Yehuda added that Misha Loi Hizdam and Liodoi such an opportunity. If Noitzin Nafsho Yudea, that if it would be Mizdam, he would be Pirish. Then he's ready to say Hashem b'madrigal yehi min hatshuva. Doesn't have to happen b'poel mamish. As long as the Rebbe Hashem knows that if he would be in that position, he would be matzlatz mi yitzroi, that's enough. And that's the time of the mistava. And the problem was that the Rambam was not mashma anyway. The Rambam in Perek Beis Michel Tshuva was mashma that his tshuva is takanat nishlam until it's bol yodai and he's nitzel mimena. And he can't even do anything that it should be bol yodai because the person can't put himself in a sign. It has to be mizdamim min hashamayim. And the shaila was why the Rambam did not go with the Svaros Rabbi Yehuda. So in the past, we've had very gishmak and mahalchim in it. I want to say just be matzia a different mahalch, which Lali is like this ganz klar. It's based on a very sayzadik machlekes between the Rambam and Rabbi Yehuda on the whole matzias of the mitzvah of tshuva. What is the definition and what is the ikan nekuda of what tshuva is? And the machlokes is nishkan from many, many places, and time constraints are not going to allow us to go through all the places. Maybe we'll be able to mention one or two of the places, but certainly let's first talk about what the two drachim are. What the ikan nekuda of tshuva is, the Rabbi Yehuda believes that the ikar of tshuva is to wash out the chet, and you wash out the chet by being mizbeinin more and more in the genus and hefsir achet, in the rikshei charota, in the hiruim of how bad it was to be mamre pi Hashem. The more a person is mizbeinin and the more hiruim and understanding he has in the genus and the hefsir achet, the more he's washing me mechabes the chet, and that is the taira shel atshuva. And this is what he goes into in charata and in yogin. And the more tzar you have, the more meriris you have on this that you chayt yamam repi Hashem. That is the taira shel atshuva. That's the maizah atshuva. The Rambam does not believe that that's the ikar maizah atshuva. The ikar maizah atshuva is the prisha from the being a balaveira and coming back. You shov al Hashem, you were at a distance by being a balaveira, and now you are shov to do ritzoinai, and you drop. The main point is the aziva. The Rabbi mentions that you also have to be misnachem, but only as a side point. V'chein yisnachem al shahova. But the whole Indian of yogin, that should be ke'ivoy netzach, and that it was mamre pi Hashem, the Rabbi didn't bring it all throughout Hilchas Tshuva. What Rabbi Yehuda held was the main thing. Madrigas Hatshuva Mali says, Kfi Oitzme Yogan and Mamriris, the Rambam left out in Hilchas Tshuva, which is Pella, which shows that they have a very sharp difference in what they think the real Chepst of Tshuva is. Most Meditator today are much more Shaykh to the Rambam's Tshuva. That is, the Ik is the Prisha. Bechlal, the Prisha is Kildlis Nachem Alova, because now he's Takamaka, what's right, but the Taira is more being Shovel Hashem to do the right thing. And it's nishkaf more in Rabbi Yehuda when he says the famous mashal of Chazal that there's such a thing as toivel v'sheretz biyodai. So you have to be mashal of the sheretz in order to get the tire of the tvila. So what's the tvila and what's the hashlachos sheretz? Rabbi Yehuda says that the zivis hachet is the hashlachos sheretz, and the vidui and the charata is the tvila. That was the metair of tshuva is the charata. The ziva is only nidrash in order to get the taira. Now, if you're not ezer the chet, so what's for a problem does your charata have? But that's how we teach the Gemara. And you see how the Rambam teached the Aziva and the Ashlachas Hasheches, he touched them both on the Aziva. That he was Aziv, but he wasn't Gama Beliba, he didn't make a full Kabbalah, he didn't tak, it wasn't Peirish Be'emes. So that's what's Nishkaf, how they look at what is the Tair of Tshuva, is it the Aziva or is it the Harata? But it's Nishkaf in many, many places. I'm just saying two Mekairis Ikriyim, one is how they touched Chazal's Moshul of Tevu Sheches Biyadi, and one is if you're talking about Yoga and making that the big Ikri, or you mash with it Lagamri. But what's Negeya here is this. At Ladas HaRambam, that the mitzvah of tshuva is really being pirish and being oizav, the derechet, and being mekabel, to move away from it. That's the ikemais and tshuva. So if you say that it was lo yizdam, so there are two levels of being mekabel. There's one not going to the city, not ever being nichshel again, because I won't go into the city with that isha is. And there's another level of being mekabel, that even betoikiv ta'avosei, I can be pirish mamish. That's a much higher level. But to say, im loin is dam and liyodi inyin kozeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows I'd be peirish, that's like saying that was loin is dam and liyodi a lulav in dalad minim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that if I would get the dalad minim, I would make a lekicha tama, I would be nitlit. This is the maisa mitzvah. This is it. You didn't do it. There's the inyan of chishiv lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'loyosah, that's the inyan b'chol ha-mitzvahs, but that doesn't give the madrig el-yayna of the kima mitzvah. The kima mitzvah is the prisha. That's what it is. U'das ha-ramah. So it made no sense to him when he saw Rabbi Yehuda saying, "Them loyos dam and liyod inyan hazeh, noitzen nafshoi hu yeida, b'ich levovos, that him he, his dam and he would do it." But that's Rabbi Yehuda, the Ike was the Meriris and the Tzar he had on the Maisa. The Prisha B'Tekev Tavosei was just a vice. The vice was his Tzar that B'Tekev Tavosei, he was Nisker in the Kois HaMeriris Sheshasa V'lo Yirtzeh L'Shtei Seyoit. That's the Lashon Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't want to go through the Tzar that he had again. So it was a vice on how vite was the Tairis HaTshuva of his Charot and Yorin. So what do you need that should be Boba Poyel? If the Rabbi Hashem knows that he did that much Hiruri Yorin that he wouldn't want to do it. So in Moyes Dam and Yodin in Kazen, so Avada Hareyu Lufnei Hashem in Madrigal Yorin HaTshuva, because it's just a vice anyways. So the Rabbi Hashem knows, you don't have to vise HaKadosh Baruch Hu anything. So Zokta, so in Moyes Dam and Yodin in Yorin Kazen, but the Rambam is saying this is the Maisa Mitzvah Atzma. This is it. This is the Natilas Lul of the preacher. So did you do it or you didn't do it? The only level of preacher you did is that you're not being Chayzit Raveir, but you never got the preacher of Taikiv Tavosai. That you never got. So the Tshuva is not far. How they look at the Ike Cheps of Tshuva, what is it? How they define. The it's a my such a mass one. That is Gans Klaw.